hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you are one of our seven faithful, loyal listeners that we have on the podcast or you're brand new. Thanks so much for hanging out. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing good.
Doing good.
Putting my hair up.
You sounded like you had some question marks about that doing good, Tina.
No, I'm doing good today. I am. I was fixing my hair for the people that see me on the...
Okay, so if you don't know, you can watch us on Spotify, and Tina was doing her hair.
Trying to get my hair looking okay in the video right here, so...
Yeah. I didn't worry about my hair today.
I know, you're not wearing a hat either.
I'm not wearing a hat.
All out there.
I'm just out here in the wild, just out here living my life.
Vacationing, you just don't care, huh?
Yeah. Vacationing. I am on day number three. Is that right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, four. Day number four of my vacation. And I'm excited about it.
You hadn't gone anywhere yet.
I hadn't gone anywhere, and it's been great. You know, it's a 2 week, it's about 17 days, something like that. If we didn't have to go anywhere for the entire time, I would be completely happy.
I think that we'd get on each other's nerves.
Do you think that in the last 4 days that we've gotten on each other's nerves? What's the hesitation?
There have been some instances where...
I've not had any instances of anything.
Well, there's two different dynamics to you being home all the time. It's not going anywhere. And then...
I love it. I'm living my best life. Leaving home.
Oh, I know.
I am living my best life.
But you're...
You don't appreciate my best life.
You... What you do when you're home...
Yeah.
...is different than what I do when I'm home.
How is it any different?
I don't know if you want to go into that. You don't know. We don't want to go into this today.
I am home hanging out on vacation.
I don't think you want to go into this today. That's not what we were going to talk about.
I don't know what it is that you're going to say.
I know. You don't know what I'm going to say. So
there's nothing to say.
I'm trying to watch my words.
I'm home. I'm on vacation. Loving life. You're loving me being here. I don't see any problems.
Do you want to go there today? Just talk about a little bit about frustrations?
I don't know. I mean, fine, that's fine. If you feel like you have a grievance that you need to start off this podcast with.
All right, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there.
I'm just saying, okay. There's nothing there for you to complain about.
All right, I'm going to go there.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and then you can relay back your opinion after this.
Okay. Give it to me.
Are you rolling your eyes? Do you not want me to go there?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. Whatever. I don't even know what you're going to complain
about. You don't.
I mean, I don't even know what your grievance is.
We don't call it complaining.
No, you have a grievance.
Okay. I'm going to take the mic off for this because...
Oh, this is... You need to hold the microphone in your hand.
I
got to
hold the mic so I'm not hurting my back while I'm trying to do all this talking. So, I love that you're home for so many days, whatever.
Yeah, I'm loving it. But it's great.
When you think you're home...
Yeah.
I feel like in your mind, you have this checklist of what Chris wants to do.
Yeah.
Okay? And then if it's not in that list of what Chris wants to do, then Chris doesn't do it. Anything. And okay. So that can become very frustrating.
Do you have an example?
Because when I'm home, I'm vacationing, but I'm still home.
This is about lunch, isn't it?
So moms have to still do everything that they're doing at home while on vacation.
Okay.
While the daddies don't.
Listen, this is about lunch the other day. I can tell that this is what this is about.
No, right? I've got a list in my head of things that I think, even though you're home for vacation.
Now that I hear you talking, the thing that I am thinking of that's immediately coming to my mind that your grievance is in reference to is the other day it was lunchtime and you were like, what do we want for lunch? And so I think you wanted Alfredo. You have discovered how to make this homemade Alfredo. And so it is good. It is a very tasty. And so you went around and you said, do you want Alfredo? And I said, not really. I think Lily or Emma said, not really. But you wanted it, and Lily ended up eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Emma wanted something else. I can't remember what she ended up eating. And then I think I ate a salad. I ate lettuce with turkey out of the refrigerator and dressing out of the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Then you went on to fuss and saying that you had to cook three different meals. And then I reminded you that you didn't cook anything for me. And you said that hold you up. Chopped up the
hold
salad.
Up, hold up.
The lettuce.
I did do something for you.
No, you did.
I took the romaine lettuce out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, but you didn't cook the lettuce.
I washed it.
You did.
I
you
spun
did
it help. In the spinner. I dried it, and it was ready for you to have salad.
You did do all of those things. I cannot take that away. You did.
So next time when you want to make a salad, you can do all that, or you can eat the salad with pesticides on it, because hey, I'm not gonna you act like that's not a big deal.
I don't want to eat pesticides,
so I'm just saying, and that could
is
be
that
part
what
of
you're in reference is it's that what a, this is a reference to.
You just have a list of what Chris wants to do yeah, when he's I'm sitting a, at home on vacation.
I'm in vacation mode,
and then
this I'm vacation Chris.
I'm still the train engine keeping the house running while you are unhooked yourself from the train.
I've not unhooked myself.
You're not even the caboose, buddy. You are left back at the station while the train is moving. You're not going anywhere. So that's the way I see it. So
I already know that you have another grievance that you're going to share a little bit later.
Oh, for sure. I've forgotten about it. But we got another one, yes.
But this was a bonus grievance.
You want to talk about that now,
No,
too?
We haven't even got into our first segment. This is like still the pre-show. And, man, we out here. We probably lost one of our seven listeners. And any new listeners that we had, they out. They're like, man, this is a dysfunctional podcast. Man.
It's true stories, true life right here.
I'm just saying, you have all these personas. You have Beach Christie. You have Shrimp Christie. You have Nighttime Christie. I'm just Vacation Chris. Like that's I'm just living in one of my personas right now. Vacation Chris.
I don't know if I like it. I don't think it's fair.
I like all of your personas. You need to like Vacation Chris.
In all of my personas, I'm still productive doing things that need to be done.
So am I. Do you know how many episodes of NCIS I've watched the last couple of days? I started in the middle of season 5. I'm almost to the middle of season 6
now. I'm hoping that in the middle of all this not doing anything that you take a shower because, I just don't know.
That's optional.
So.
Showers are optional.
So we got things to talk about.
All right.
What's new and all that.
But. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. We're so glad that you're here. I think we need to point out that because sometimes people I think get concerned about us when we when we are talking. Mm-hmm. I want to confirm we are happily married.
Yeah.
We love each other dearly.
Yeah.
It's just life. It was just us being very, very transparent and talking about stuff. So maybe that's why we only have seven listeners.
I'm hoping that everybody's life, they see into it and think like, oh, wow, we're not the only ones that argue about sitting at home on vacation. So, I mean, it's just true stuff. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure most people don't. I'm very blessed that I have the opportunity to have 2 weeks off of vacation. Not everybody gets that. I'm thankful that they allowed me. The church allowed me to do it. Mm-hmm. Pastor Wesley let me do it. But you know, I knew that in doing that, next week we'll go to the beach. Mm-hmm. We won't be home. But this week, Vacation Chris, living my life.
Well, you're going to be Vacation Chris when we're vacation, too.
Yeah, but it's not. Being at the beach, I know that that's your thing. That's your thing. That's your place. It's not my place.
Well, I'm going to allow you to be Vacation Chris here.
Yeah.
And you're going to allow me to be Vacation Tina
I'm going to let you be Beach Tina.
Yeah, Beach Tina. We're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my name. Beach Tina.
Beach Tina.
So.
Okay. Let's jump into our first segment. We're so far, so out of left field right now. I'm going to try to reconnect myself to the train, at least for the purpose of this podcast, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
I'm thinking it ain't going to be long. You'll be unhooked yourself again. So.
That's right, girl.
Yeah.
Vacation Chris! All right. Let's get to our first segment, What's New? And that's just a segment that we do pretty much every podcast, where we just talk about what's new, what's been going on in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Now, last week, we had a lot of what's new because we had skipped a week, but then we had two action-packed weeks that we had to get into. I can't think of anything really action-packed right now. I mean, as far as this week has gone, can you think of anything that's new?
I got a couple things.
Okay. That's new. All right.
So we've been doing the water talks with the flavors, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about my Stanley Cup, putting that in it. Well, I bought a new addition to my Stanley Cup.
An add-on.
And it's called a little straw topper. And let me put it on. If you're looking.
If you're watching on Spotify.
If you look at my straw, it's got a little Stanley straw topper. So when I'm out by the pool, I don't want flies or anything getting in my straw.
Is that a big concern?
It protects my straw. And it's very cute and pretty on my cups.
Is that a concern that flies will fly in your straw? Does that like happen often?
Sometimes flies fly around. You don't want them to be on your straw you're drinking out of.
I think you wouldn't want the Stanley Cup by the pool because it's metal. It'd get hot.
Oh, no. It's a good insulator. It keeps it cool while we're outside. So that's something new.
So your straw topper, I want to say one more thing. It's not a dude straw topper, but it's a little Stanley Cup that fits over the straw of the Stanley Cup. So,
and it's very cute.
It is. Nifty.
Mm-hmm.
for ladies.
And I will say this, you have made my Amazon boxes come to me with my name. Now normally it would come in your name or Emma's name or Lily's name. It's very exciting to get Amazon boxes with your name on it, because you know this is for me.
Yeah,
because I've ordered quite a few things this week.
You have.
From Amazon.
It's like we're not going on vacation at all.
Oh, do not go down there yet. Do not go down there yet. Because we are about to. Okay. Mr. Lotz.
Yeah.
Talking about saving money for vacation. Yeah. Guys, we have a story. An interesting story.
This is the day of Christie's grievances.
When we're ready to talk about it.
So
I mean, my straw topper, I bought it. What else have we done? Anything? I finished Manifest, the show I was watching. Netflix had its last 10 episodes. I finished it yesterday. It was really good. I cried a little. I applauded at the end, thinking, great job, producers and writers.
So y'all, you were great. Happy with the way it ended.
They ended it very, way better than some things we've watched.
A lot of times the shows are not, they don't end the way that you think that they should.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest example to me was the show Lost. Mm-hmm. It was a disaster of an ending.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Seinfeld, I know you don't like Seinfeld, was a disaster of an ending.
Yeah, it's putting me to sleep just talking about it.
But you were happy with the way Manifest ended.
Yeah. When we first thought it was, they were just taking it off and ending it the way they did months ago, like seasons ago, I was like, they can't do that. Netflix picked it up, finished off, I guess, like two seasons, and they ended it on a good note. Okay. I like the way they ended it. There's a couple things in there I giggled at and was surprised at, but no, I finished it yesterday, so now started back over The Mentalist today.
Mentalist was a great show.
Watching it on HBO or Max now. It's just Max. So that's what we're doing.
Wonderful. I did, in reference to what you were going to say a second ago, I did get a couple of new yard items this week. I'm really excited about them. I needed a new blower, like a heavy-duty blower, because I got an edger. And the edger, I'm not a yard guy, right? But
not at all. Like, You know, listening to the podcast, you don't even like to go outside. No, that's true. You don't like the heat.
Yeah.
Anything.
Well, I've got a yard guy.
Our nephew.
Who doesn't have any tools.
Our nephew.
Yeah. He doesn't have any tools. And so I got to keep our yard guy happy with the quality of tools that are available to him. And to be honest, the blower, we do have a blower, but it was terrible. It didn't blow anything. I could blow harder than the blower that we had. And so we needed to get a better blower. I found one on sale. Mm-hmm. Great deal. Mm-hmm. And then we also got another little contraption, also on sale, that cleans the grass. It gets the grass and dirt out of the sidewalk cracks. Mm-hmm. So I was able to get both of those things this week. Super excited about it. However, I think we go into grievance number two today for Tina. You were not as excited about these purchases as I was. I feel really good about them. You are not excited at all. Do you want to explain that?
I have something to say.
I can't wait.
So we had a conversation last week, and you said, Christy, we're going on vacation.
Yeah.
We need to be tight on our money.
Yeah.
You know, not eat out as much, you know, kind of watch our money. So we're saving the money for vacation, you know, coming up. And I was like, okay, so that's the way I took it. Yeah. We're going to save our money. And then I heard some commotion, like somebody leaving something at the front door. And I asked you, I said, did you order something? And you're like, yeah. I was like, what did you order? And you said, I ordered a blower. And then I'd seen the thing on wheels. I didn't know what that was. So I thought, well, we already have a blower. Why do we need two blowers? Yep. You don't like the outside. You don't like doing yard work. Again, we said Caleb doesn't. Now, granted, Caleb doesn't know how to use any of these tools you just bought either. So you both are going to have to be figuring it out.
Yeah.
But now we have this garage full of yard tools that were not cheap.
They were on sale.
Do we want to say how much you spent on a new blower and a cement
If you cleaner? Say it, the seven listeners will applaud me. I know that you don't appreciate it, but if you say it, I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay.
The seven listeners will applaud me.
We already have a blower. We have a lawnmower. We have a weed eater. You went and bought another blower.
Some
little thing on wheels, and spent $260. Folks, we're supposed to be saving money for vacation.
I did it.
And he is spending, now I won't even spend $100 without saying, hey, this is $100, we need it. But he went and spent yard work. He went and spent money on yard tools that I feel like we don't even need and probably won't even ever use.
Okay.
So that is my grievance. That was my grievance with you about that.
I've already used them. They work great. The only downfall to this is all of my yard tools are battery operated, and I need some extra plug-ins because I got a couple battery chargers that I keep having to swap out. Mm-hmm. That's the only downside to this whole thing. Everything else is great.
And except we don't like to do the yard work.
We have a guy that does it for us that needs these tools.
So, anyway.
The edge of our grass before the battery died looks great. but then there's a part where the battery died that doesn't look as great.
And you know what? It's not going to get itchy the next time I cut the grass.
Yeah, it's going to be great, though. I may go out there today. I may take vacation. Chris may go out and edge the sidewalk today where we didn't do it the other day.
Well, if you do it, I'm videoing it to put on the podcast in 2 weeks.
Do it.
I am.
And you'll see that dope blower blow all that stuff out into the into the grass pile. That is something. Can I just say this? This is new to me, and maybe this is common. Our neighborhood collects all the grass clippings, and they dump them in the yard, and then there's a service that comes around, like the city comes around and picks them up.
It's not the yard. It's on the side, on the road.
I mean, it's like on the, you put it on the road by the sidewalk, and everybody in our neighborhood does. This is new to me. I've never seen this before. You put it out on the road, and then a service that the city provides, they come by and get your grass clippings. Mm-hmm. That's so weird. Anyway, a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also did some yard. I guess the other thing is I've actually spent all day today doing yard work. You say I don't like to do yard work. I actually cut several people's yards today that weren't even my yard.
Well, I'm assuming you're talking
weed eated
the video game.
Yes, grass cutter simulator. Grass cutting simulator on the computer. I started a lawn care business, and I'm trying to build up some clientele, and so I've cut 3 yards already.
Well, I did tell you that I hope it showed you how to weed eat and edge while you're in there trying to get these video game houses yards done.
Yeah, yeah. They look great.
That ours is going to look good when you do it.
I will be honest. I keep chopping these people's flowers down, and they keep charging me a penalty for it, but I'm still figuring it out. I'm new to the yard care business, so I got to figure all that out.
Okay.
All right, Tina. Anything else new you want to talk about?
No.
You feel better getting all of those things off of your chest and out in the open, talked about, shared?
Yeah, I'm just letting everybody know what's going on over here.
All right. Well, Tina, it is 4th of July weekend right now. We've got this coming up this week. We have 4th of July. And, you know, normally we do a segment called Weird News, where we talk about weird news, just the weird things that have happened around. But with 4th of July weekend coming up, we're going to do something, a little twist on weird news. But it's not necessarily weird news, but it's like weird facts about the 4th of July. Okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So one of those things is in 1776... the Continental Congress, they voted for the 4th of July to be like a holiday, right? But did you know that they really intentionally intended for it to be on July the 2nd, not the 4th? That was the full intention, was that it would be on July the 2nd.
Mm, no, I did not. Did you?
I think I had heard that before.
I'm not very good with history, so.
Well, you're not going to love the next
thing. All of this is probably going to be
news to you.
New to me.
Okay. If you're not good with history, you're not going to love the next segment that we go into, but I'll save it for just a second. All right. Also, weird news about the 4th of July. In 1850. Now, I'm going to be honest. I completely forgot that this guy was a president. Zachary Taylor. I completely forgot about it. And maybe this is why. In 1850, he died after eating spoiled fruit following the 4th of July speeches that he delivered.
Oh. I've never heard of him.
So you didn't know that Zachary Taylor was one of the presidents.
I'm not very good with history, so did you?
Well, yes and no.
Who did he follow?
I knew that he was a president, but I didn't really. I don't remember him. I don't really remember him. So anyway, okay. Did you know another fun fact about the 4th of July?
You know my answer is going to be no.
No, I bet you didn't know this one. Massachusetts. So shout out to Dusky. Can I tell you a funny story about Dusky the other day? So we were talking about something, and he said, I think it was around Christmas time. So it's been months ago. He said, I'm going to go to Mass tomorrow or something like that. I'm going to go to Mass tomorrow. In my mind, I automatically thought he was going to church. And I was like, that's so great. I'm so glad that you're going to go, that you're going to go to church. And he was like, no, I'm not going to church. I'm going to Massachusetts. So anyway, so shout out to Dusky. 1781, Massachusetts became the first state to declare the 4th of July as an official state holiday.
Did not know that.
That's not really weird news.
Hey, this is new news for me, so.
Okay. Let's see if we can find another one. Oh, here we go. This is interesting. You've heard these names before, right? John Adams.
Okay.
You've heard that name
go before. Go ahead. Right? Just, I'm not good with history, so I'm just going to go with you, even if I don't sound like an idiot.
Thomas Jefferson.
I know Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Both of them died on July the 4th, on the same day in 1826. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Here's another president, Calvin Coolidge. You remember him?
Sure.
You remember the stories about President Coolidge?
Not really.
Well, he, interesting fact about him, he's the only president that was ever born on the 4th of July.
Okay, I'll never forget that. This is new news to me.
Okay, so this is like breaking news.
For me.
This is like, it's not old news. This is new, old news for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, goodness, that's crazy.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is saying that Americans spend more than $1 billion on fireworks annually.
You know, there's families, I'd be interested to know, podcast listeners, are you fireworks shooters or are you not fireworks shooters? Because we are not fireworks shooters. Now, when the girls were young, we might have done the sparklers, but they're expensive to go buy fireworks just to light and then them explode and be done, you know?
They are expensive.
But in our neighborhood, we have neighbors starting last night, which would have been July 1st.
Yep.
Popping fireworks at like 9 o'clock at night. And it isn't even July 4th yet. And so I was just wondering, I know we are not.
I think I used to have a desire to maybe shoot fireworks or watch fireworks. Mm-hmm. I don't have that anymore in my life.
Yeah.
I don't have a desire to watch them or shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I was growing up, we lived on a lot of land, so it's easier to pop fireworks when you have land, you know?
Yeah.
And we would get old Coke bottles and glass bottles and stuff and put our bottle rockets in it, stick them in it, light it, run, and, you know, fun stuff like that. But in our neighborhood, there's not really a whole lot of places you can pop fireworks.
Well, you know it doesn't matter for our neighborhood. Like, we live in a neighborhood that picks up our grass. So, you're like, that's the kind of neighborhood we live in. But the jokers that live here still go out in the streets and shoot fireworks in the sky.
But also, where we live is very near to the fairgrounds, which we could probably go onto our back porch, our backyard, and when they do the big firework extravaganza.
I've
seen it.
You've seen the fireworks from the fairground at our house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Behind us. So we can not have to go travel there, but we can see and hear it when it happens. So, but we are not firework shooters.
It's like 5 miles away.
Well, they go up real high.
I guess so. All right. Okay. Now, Tina, I did ask you, actually, on the way, we went and picked up our groceries and lunch earlier. I asked you, I said, what are we going to do Tuesday? You were like, I don't know. Why? I was like, because it's 4th of July.
It was Tuesday.
So we obviously don't have major plans for the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing I will be doing. I do this every year on the 4th of July. The older I get, I will admit, it's harder for me to enjoy the older I get.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching this on television for years. And years and years and years. And it's the Coney Island hot dog eating contest. It happens every 4th of July. So the next fun fact is that Coney Island, New York, hosts a famous televised hot dog eating contest every year on the 4th of July.
Yes.
Do you like watching that? Because you've watched it with me before.
I watch it from passing, like by. I'm not sitting there rooting on somebody in particular, but
last couple of years I've watched it. Last several years, except for last year, we've been out of town on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to either watch it late, mm-hmm. or we would just happen to catch it on TV.
I have to say this. It's very gross to watch.
That's what I was about to say, is when I watch it with other people, they complain about how gross it is.
It's very gross to watch. It is gross. Dipping buns in water, and I mean, it's just gross. So,
I mean, you take a bath, don't you?
The fun that you get out of it, I don't quite understand.
So they consider it a sport. I don't know that it's a sport, but the people that do it, you would think would be like huge, massive. But the guys that are big, like bigger, overweight guys,
they don't do as well. They don't win.
It's the guys that work out and that are really strong. They're the ones that do really well. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole league of like competitive eating, mm-hmm. where they do pizza and Crystal Burgers, and it's just a thing. It's weird. But hot dog eating, I don't keep up with all of it. I only really keep up with it on the 4th of July. Okay, one more thing, and then we'll go to our next. One more piece of news. Did you know that America is not the only country that celebrates their freedom on the 4th of July?
No, I did not know.
You didn't know that. Because the Philippines also celebrate their independence on the 4th of July. And so if you are Filipino or you happen to be in the Philippines and there's a celebration on the 4th of July, it's not an American celebration. It's a Filipino celebration.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So we're not alone in our celebratory day on the 4th of July. The Philippines join us to celebrate their independence as well. All right. Well, that did not go as well. And so I have high anticipation that our next segment is not going to go well. And that's 4th of July trivia questions. These are fairly easy, though, okay?
This is for me?
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
No.
It's going to be great.
It has anything to do with history and the 4th of July? I'm just going to tell you, it's going to bomb.
No, it's going to be great. Okay. You're going to do well. All right. First one. The United States of America was originally made up of how many colonies? Think about the USA song.
Chris.
50 nifty United States with
13
original colonies. Shout it.
I don't even know the whole song, Chris.
Do you think we could go through the whole song?
No. No, we're
Alabama, no. Alaska, Arizona, no. Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut.
We've lost our
Delaware,
viewers.
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska. Take it over.
I don't know it.
Nevada.
Okay.
New Hampshire, New York, New Mexico. No?
You don't finish it down. I'm sure they're cheering you on out there.
Okay.
What's after New Mexico?
I lost my rhythm. Oh. New Hampshire, New York, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio.
Finish it out.
I say South Carolina, South Dakota. I don't remember the last part. All right.
Oh, you're going to let somebody down.
I am going to let them down. I'm so sorry. I know the last part. Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin,
Wyoming.
And then when I was a kid, I'd go hear my mom sing.
I can hear it now.
She'd belt this next part out.
No.
Like she'd be at like a Veterans Day celebration.
No.
I remember being a kid and she'd be like, one by one, Chris, we salute each state in the U.S. This is how I grew up. This was my life.
Oh, wow. We got to tell Denise to listen to this podcast.
I really got to work on my S states. I got to work on those a little bit.
Well, if we had 7 viewers now, we might have dropped down to 5. Yeah,
we lost a couple.
Or you gained a couple with all of your vocals there. Yeah. So.
All right. Here we go. On the original flag, in what shape were the stars laid out? You know this. You think about like movies.
Well, the stars are either a square or rectangle.
But there were only 13.
And it'd be a circle.
Ah, there you go, Tina.
Only because I seen the answer. Oh, you saw the answer? So you just roll it up a little bit more so I can see the answer. All right.
Here we go. What did the capital of the United States used to be before Washington, D.C.? Now, think about, what's the Nicolas Cage movie? I think it's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the first one? They go to this place. Mm-hmm. In search of clues, they find the glasses inside of the brick at this place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Nope.
Philadelphia. What's the name of that movie? National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
National Treasure.
All right. Philadelphia it is.
All right. Here we go. I thought we did that one. Okay. What bird did Benjamin Franklin want the national bird to be instead of the bald eagle?
A turkey.
How'd you know that? It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that? Mm-hmm. Or you saw it?
I seen it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Hold on.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No more?
I'm not very good at it.
Here we go. So. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
Yeah, Tina! Let's go, Tina!
That's about it.
Ended on a high note.
There's a couple presidents that I know.
Be the ones that you know?
I know George Washington.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Carter.
Yes.
Bush.
Jimmy Carter. George Bush. Barack Obama.
Trump.
Okay,
Biden.
Okay. Do you remember what the only president that was born on the 4th of July was?
Coolidge.
That's right, Tina!
I have a memory. I have a way to remember that.
Okay. What is the way?
Kool-Aid. Coolidge. 4th of July.
Helpful.
I know it's silly.
It's helpful.
I have a way to remember things, and okay. I thought, I'll never forget Coolidge if I remember Kool-Aid, Coolidge.
It's helpful.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Tina, do you have a wow for us today?
I do. I'm pulling it out of my Bible today.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good place to get wisdom from the Bible.
That's where I pull all my wows from.
Oh, you didn't just make them up?
From the Bible.
Okay. All right. Give it to us today. What you got?
So, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And so, that's my wow for the day. We should guard our... And I probably have done this before, but it felt like I should do it again. Guarding our hearts, because everything from our hearts is flowing out of it. I mean,
yeah.
Good things, bad things, nice things, mean things. So if we guard our hearts from what we watch, what we listen to, what we do in everyday life, then it helps us to watch what we say and make sure what good things are flowing from our heart, if that makes sense. So
yeah, I think that's good. You know, everybody wants to protect themselves from falling off of a cliff, and we want to protect ourselves from getting hit by a car. We want to protect ourselves from touching the stove because it's too hot. So we protect ourselves from physical things, but probably more so, it's important to protect ourselves in spiritual ways by doing things that are right, doing things that are good, protecting our hearts, and what we allow to enter into our hearts, into our minds, to our thought processes. So it's good. Good thought. Good word of wisdom. Well, Tina, anything else about 4th of July you want to share?
No. We're just going to chill and have a good day.
Yeah.
So yep. Y'all be safe out there.
Be
on
safe.
Your 4th of July.
Indeed.
If you pop fireworks, be smart about it.
And don't do it in a neighborhood at 11 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock at night.
Well.
9 o'clock at night. We'll be hearing it going on after midnight.
Yeah.
So.
That's what they do in our hood. Mm-hmm. So. All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us today. We really mean it. Really means a lot to us. We'd love for you to come back, hang out again. If you're one of the 7 listeners, or maybe you're brand new. Maybe you're number 8. Maybe you're listener number 8.
I do feel like we're getting more and more people to listen, though.
Oh, you think so?
Even our brother-in-law, Jeremy, he listens to it.
One of the 7.
And people are getting caught up on all of them, and that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So, that's, what, 50-something episodes?
No, we're like, this is like 63, Tina.
So, for people to go from 1 to that... That's amazing.
No, I'm very appreciative of it. You can also keep up with when we have new episodes if you will, whatever platform you're listening on, maybe it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, if you'll just hit the follow button, then that it lets you know whenever there's a new episode. It puts it up in the list, and when you look, it's like, oh, hey, there's a new episode. Also, if you're ever like, hey, I wonder what they're doing right now, well, you can see us on Spotify during the episode. The Spotify actually carries the video version of it. So if you want to see our pretty faces, hi, hello. Good to see you. And we'd love for you to do that as well. You can also keep up with us on the Lots About Something Instagram page. Really got to get back to posting better on it. So if you want to see old posts and then be hopeful that there'll be a new post, follow us there. Lots About Something podcast on Instagram. So, well, guys, again, man, we appreciate so much you being here. I hope you have a wonderful and safe week. Hope you, if you're traveling for 4th of July or you've got vacation or whatever you have going on, hope that you guys are safe and, protect your hearts like what Christy said. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. We look forward to seeing you and chatting with you next time. Until then.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.